Five offenses widely accepted as appalling, by Krishna's mercy.
रावण रिपु के दास थे कायर करहिं कुचाली खर दूषण मारीच जो नीच जाहिंगे काली.
Quote, those cowards who do wicked deeds against the servants of the enemy of Ravana go towards death, in the manner of the lowly Dushana, Khada, and Maricha. Dohavli, 145.
1. Picking on an elderly person.
Did you see that video going around? There was an attack against an elderly person on public transportation. The perpetrator had no cause. They were not provoked. They simply decided to attack, and in a violent way. How low do you have to be? What kind of person would do that? What is going on in our society? How are we tolerating such offensive behavior? People just record with their smartphones. They dare not intervene.
2. Picking on a handicapped person.
Did you see what they did to that army veteran? Since the local government has a disagreement on political grounds, they decided to arrest the veteran. That person has both legs missing. They were amputated because of a war injury. In other words, a decorated hero is being abused simply because of who they voted for. They have been placed in solitary confinement in prison, on bogus charges, with no imminent trial date. How low do you have to be to carry out something like that?
3. Picking on a child.
Did you hear about what these spiritual leaders did to children? I can't even describe it to you. The content is too graphic. It would make your stomach sick and possibly your blood boil. The victims were not bad actors, either. Children of all kinds were abused by repeat offenders. Who would be so low as to behave that way towards children? How do these other leaders tolerate the injustice? They are complicit in the crimes through their silence. It is almost like the collective group hates children. They are jealous that anyone could be so innocent, carefree, and enthusiastic about life.
4. Picking on a woman.
Did you see the video of that woman being attacked? In broad daylight, no less. What kind of man is that? How low do you have to be? Are not men supposed to be gentlemanly in behavior? What happened to chivalry? This woman was not bothering anyone, either. It is not like she struck first and the other party was simply defending. No, this was unjustifiable violence, delivered without any shame. People are too afraid to intervene nowadays, as they will end up being prosecuted by the local government, which is corrupt.
5. Attacking a servant of Hari. Goswami Tulsidas makes reference to such individuals and their fate. One way to understand the Supreme Personality of Godhead is through a juxtaposition with notable villains. God is neutral, in general. He does not pick sides. Every living being is linked to him, after all, since he is the original seed-giving father.
Sarvayonishu Konte Murtaya Sambhavanti Yara Tasa Brahma Mehed Yonir Aham Bija Pradha Pita.
Quote, it should be understood that all species of life, O son of Kunti, are made possible by birth in this material nature, and that I am the seed-giving father. Lord Krishna, Bhagavad Gita, 14.4.
Tulsidas refers to God as the enemy of Ravana. This does not mean the Supreme Lord creates enemies, as such distinctions are rooted in duality. Rather, Ravana considers Sri Rama to be his enemy. This is for no good reason. As Sita Devi explains, Rama works for the welfare of all living beings. He considers every angle of vision when taking action.
Rameti prathito loke gunvan satyavan shuchya. Vishalaksho mahabahu sarvabhut hite rata.
Quote, my husband Rama is famous throughout the world. He's pure, truthful, and very gentle. He's mighty armed, has wide eyes, and is always busy working for the welfare of all living beings.
Sarvabhut Haitratah. Sita Devi speaking to Ravana, Valmiki Ramayana, Aranyakand, 47.11.
The demon class is so low that they will attack the servants of the enemy of Ravana. The Rakshasas of Lanka considered the priestly class to be their enemy. Those who are devotees in thought, word, and deed represent a great threat to the class which hopes to eliminate Dharma from the world. Tulsidas explains that such villains quickly march towards death. They will be annihilated. That is one of the stated purposes for the appearance of the Avatara.
Yada yada hi dharmasya glanir bhavti bharat abhyutthanam adharmasya tadatmanam srijame aham.
Quote, whenever and wherever there is a decline in religious practice, O descendant of Bharata, and a predominant rise of irreligion, at that time I descend myself. Lord Krishna, Bhagavad Gita, 4.7.
As there is choice in action, as the living being possesses free will, not every move will fall in the same direction. Some people will follow righteousness, propriety, etiquette, and gentleness in their dealings. Others will be vile, offensive, violent, and intrusive. When the victims are the sevakas of Rama, there is a special favor. Kaura, Dushana, and Maricha were accustomed to winning. They had previously succeeded in harassing the Brahmana class living within the forests of Dandaka. That winning streak soon changed, with the appropriate punishment delivered at the appropriate time by the one who would soon vanquish the leader of Lanka. In closing, towards the innocent to go. In behavior so low. With a dharma to proceed. Thinking always to succeed. But imminent their tragic defeat. When time is Rama to meet. Who vanquished those attacking. In Dandaka and from Lanka tracking.